Lourdes, there are three churches built on top of each other. We are now climbing to the height of the top one so that my brother can get a bit of time-lapse photography. We're climbing up so that we're going to be able to look right down on the mass of candles underneath. And I have a great soft spot for candlelight, especially in the open air. So I see masses of them. It does, I must admit, remind me of Verona, where, as the opera is starting, people are have little candles lit. The experience is totally different, but just from a visual point of view, there's some similarity between the two. I wish he'd hurry up. He's actually setting his camera. And we've just had a, I don't know, 40 minutes or so with my mum and in the place that she lives here in Lourdes. And more than that, I've had great fun with, I was going to call them inmates, but that's hardly a word without connotations, but with people who live there. The longer you stay here, the more you get familiar with people. So it's been a really nice thing to do. Right, let's just see what else is going to happen now. Kind of surrounded by people looking over the balcony here, looking right down on top of the trees and the candlelight. You sorted?
No, we arrived.
It's finished. It's all over here. The torchlight procession is over, and the candles are going out. So I'm a bit disappointed, really. We didn't get here 15 minutes earlier. Would have loved to have heard more of that music. This is the sound of what you hear from the topmost church. There is a statue of the Virgin Mary on a pedestal. It stands from where I stand, it stands like as if it's in the middle of the whole crowd of people. There are little flames moving around the base. Some of them extinguished, some of them moving. But it's pretty dramatic. There are two large searchlights, in fact one in particular, that's annoying me a lot. I don't know what it's here to illuminate. Anyway, it actually makes enjoying the scene difficult.